The U.S. Space Force has awarded mission-critical solutions provider Mantech a $476 million contract to support the Space Systems Command. Under the 10-year prime contract, Mantech will provide systems engineering solutions for the Los Angeles, California headquartered command, which is tasked with developing and fielding lethal and resilient space capabilities for U.S. warfighters. The contract will support various space launch programs with services such as launch service integration, fleet surveillance, and certification for space and missile systems, Mantech said. Specifically, the company will support space and missile systems located at Los Angeles Air Force Base, Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, and Vandenberg Space Force. A September 7 press release states that Mantech is bringing digital to mission as part of the contract by investing in intelligent systems engineering solutions. Andrew Twomey, executive vice president and general manager of the company's defense sector, noted that Mantech has been a government partner in space missions since 2010, noting that the team is proud and excited to advance the Space Force's missions. Applying the world's finest intelligent systems engineering capabilities, we will meet the standard set by U.S. Space Force, way above, to build on America's dominance in space, Twomey said in a statement. The Space Force redesignated the Space and Missile Systems Center as the Space Systems Command in August. During an August 13 ceremony, Lieutenant General Michael Gettlein took over the organization as commander. The command will support the USSF's goals in collaboration with the Space Operations Command, which was established in October 2020, and the Space Training and Readiness Command, which was launched on August 23. SPOC is headed by General Stephen Whiting, while STARCOM is led by Brigadier General Sean Bratton.